The final report that folks might find some value in is what we call the total average cost per client per service. Again, pre and post their involvement with the Integrated Dual Disorder Treatment Program. The reason I think this one is so valuable is it kind of takes the number of people involved in the program out of the mix. Some folks might say, well, that Ashland County, you know, they only have about 57, 58,000 people. You know, is that really transferable to Franklin or Cuyahoga, et cetera? You know, and there are certainly a lot of IET programs that are much larger than, the, you know, the 25 to 30 clients that are seen at the Appleseed Community Mental Health Program here in Ashland County. What average cost per client per service does, it just does just that. It breaks it down, whether there were, you know, 20 people involved or 15. It's giving you an average cost for the folks that were involved in the program afterwards and then before. Again, their treatment is normal. How much in the way of cost of services were those individuals costing the system, if you will, before their involvement with the IED program and afterwards? And I think that one is particularly meaningful because you can see, particularly for folks that were involved with the system for at least 2 to 3 years, on average they were costing the system $23,000, almost $700 per year. Now, compare that to just 1 year of being involved with the IET program, their cost dropped to $12,469. And then for folks that have been involved for 2 to 3 years in the program, we're at now $6,882. So you can see a steady decline in the cost per person, per service, as they become involved with the program over time. And, you know, again, for folks that are for planning and trying to decide whether or not this is something they can afford, I'm hopeful that this data will at least give them some additional, you know, information before they go about making their final decisions. And hopefully, I think in some cases it maybe isn't sufficient, and there'll be other things that they need to look at. And I certainly encourage folks to make good decisions and gather as much data as they feel they need. But I would like to think that folks will take this data into consideration. And the nice thing is, Paul, I think with the affiliation code project here statewide, I am really excited to see what other counties with IDT programs are showing on these same kinds or similar kinds of reports. Is this just an Ashland County thing? Or, you know, all these different programs out in Hancock County and Summit County, Stark County, are they showing very similar kinds of results or not? And the nice thing, I think at the state level, the state will be able to aggregate all these different programs and give us a pretty good idea of what IET services cost. I think the next part of this conversation, once we get the data, would be, you know, not only how much of the service is costing us, but what are the client outcomes that go with it. And that's really, we talk about this notion of cost effectiveness. Well, cost effectiveness, I think, in the world of mental health and drug alcohol and dual disorders is, the cost of the service per person, but then we also have to at the same time have what kind of outcomes did they achieve. For us really to get a handle on cost effectiveness, we need both pieces. We need the outcomes and we need the cost. And before the affiliation code project came to be, there really wasn't a way to, again, get these various disparate databases to talk to each other in a way so that we could get that data, look at it in a fairly straightforward way, and make good decisions.